Bloomberg Brief.
News,
market data,
and expert commentary
from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And right now, it is 6:21 on Wall Street. And Bloomberg Brief being brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. This morning, we focus on the Bloomberg Brief on leveraged finance and distressed investment. Joining us now in the studio from Bloomberg Brief, Tanya Chen. Good to see you.
Good morning.
You sat down and you talked to a pretty prominent, what do we call him, a distressed high-yield investor, I guess we'll call him.
Yes. So Mark,
who is this?
Mark Okada. He's a CIO and founder of Highland Capital. They manage about $17 billion, but in their portfolio, $2 billion of that is in distress. We sat down with him last week, and we actually got some really interesting perspective, especially coming from a high-yield investor, about the economy, about the election, about Brexit. So, you know, one of the things that he was really pounding the table against last year were all these calls about recession. And his view has now changed. He's saying that due to some of the latest economic data and the election that's coming up in November, he thinks that signs of a recession in 2017 are higher.
Yeah, you know, we've 7 years into this recovery. Remember, the economy is cyclical. We haven't seen a recession. So what does he do in a recession as a well-known investor, or as one he predicts one coming?
Well, he said that he didn't want to be quoted saying that you should go to cash, but he did say that cash
we'll
is
quote him anyway.
Certainly not a bad asset, and it is in our piece that you can find on Bloomberg Briefs. But one of the things that he did say he still likes is credit in distress, even though we've been hearing from a lot of distressed investors that it's been a very quiet market for them. And the reason why he likes distress and credit is because he finds that the opportunities are more, he calls them idiosyncratic, but that you're betting around kind of a messy process with corporate bankruptcies, with corporate filings, as opposed to when you're betting on the economy, you're just looking for investors who are willing to take risks.
He also pointed to, I guess, what he called red flags in private lending. Tell us more about that.
He's actually pointed to many red flags. So one of them is private lending. You know, everyone's searching for yield in this environment. And one of the ways pension funds, endowments, sovereigns have found this yield is by going to these private lenders where, you know, let's say a private lending fund will have 10 names in the portfolio and they're all middle market companies. What happens when you go into a recession? This is, could be a systemic backlash. All of these companies may not be able to execute on those loans.
And we could read more about this interview on the Bloomberg Brief for distressed investment. And you've combined that with
two leveraged cap and distress now. And that comes out on Tuesdays.
Tanya Chen from Bloomberg Brief, thanks very much. You can read Tanya's analysis, other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economist and analyst in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletter. Sign up now at bloombergbriefs.com, or for terminal customers, you can use the function Brief Go.